Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a final hour. I don't know why I just opened it that way. It's the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's the final hour. It's not the opening hour. I want you to know if you're just now tuning in, you're not late or anything. Anyway, it's the final hour. We're about to talk about a little election integrity issue. Chicago's mayor, everyone hates him. Subway, emails, Dome posing with an anti-Christian hate group, all that. And why she does this all the time.
Look, everybody has a right to be heard, but right now I am speaking.
All that and so much more coming up this final hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show. You're asked Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave a voicemail with your questions, 877-377-4373. And I'm going to take calls until I get angry tomorrow with live Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Headline from Not the Bee. A Chinese student is facing criminal charges for voting in Michigan, but the state has no way of tracking his ballot, so they're counting it. Apparently, the dude didn't just vote illegally. Apparently, the dude voted illegally multiple times. That's what they're alleging, that he voted illegally multiple times. This just goes back to what we've discussed many times before. People will scream, why does it take so long to get our election results in? Why this? Why is this so confusing? Why does this stuff keep happening? Election day is confusing and controversial because that's what Democrats want. They intentionally have created these conditions in this country so they can cheat. We don't have to sugarcoat it. We don't have to act like they don't. I find the most ridiculous position in the world to be Democrats don't cheat. Oh, come on. You don't have to believe 2020 was stolen. You can believe it. You cannot believe it. I don't care. But that's a ridiculous position to take, that they don't cheat. Their position is you shouldn't have to show ID. What? Why do you think that's their position? Of course they want to cheat. Every vote should be a mail-in vote. Why do you think that's their position? Because they want to cheat. Every single nefarious thing you see in here, every ridiculous law, oh, we'll collect mail-in ballots a week after the election. All of it is done so the conditions are there so cheating can take place. And remember, where it takes place: nursing homes, college campuses, homeless centers is actually another one. Any area where a bunch of people are gathered who don't have the mental capacity to realize what's happening. That's why they do it at college. That's why they do it at nursing homes. That's why they do it at homeless places. Democrats send operatives there. They hoover up all the ballots. Excuse me, ma'am. They sound very official. Excuse me, ma'am. We need your ballot from you there. It's a requirement. You get some old person, no family friends around, maybe mentally they're not doing great anymore. They feel like they're in trouble. Oh, okay, you can have my ballot. They hand it over, gets filled out, gets turned in. Of course, it's all illegal, but very hard to prove. That is how you harvest up ballots. That's how it's done right there. That's how the cheating happens. Happens all the time. We have to be aware of it. And I can't believe I'm about to say what I'm about to say, but credit to the RNC. Oh my gosh, I feel dirty. I almost feel like I need a shower. Credit to the RNC. They just caught a bunch of dirty stuff going on in Michigan. They caught a bunch of dirty stuff going on in Bucks County, and they have put a stop to it. They sued in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and they won. They stopped a bunch of fake ballots in Michigan and won. The RNC, are they going to catch everything? No, no one catches everything. But they are much, much, much more on top of things now than they were before. And I have to eat probably a little bit of crow on this one because, look, I didn't like Ronna McDaniel. I didn't like the last RNC leadership. But when I saw it was Michael Whatley and Laura Trump, there was really Trump people taking over the RNC. It wasn't that I had a major problem with it, with that portion of it. Of course, Trump's the Republican nominee. He's going to have a lot to say about who leads the party, where. I got all that. But I thought to myself, wait a minute. Is this going to just turn into some sort of a money-making scheme or something like that? Their fundraising has improved, and they have spent a fortune on election integrity efforts. They really have done good things. You should be happy about that. They have done very good things. Before I forget, Lee Smith. You know, I was talking about Lee Smith when it comes to election stuff and what's going to happen post-election. He thinks there's going to be violence post-election. Lee's going to come tell us about that about 20 minutes from now, so you're going to want to hang on for Lee Smith. Let's do some emails. Dear Soldier of the Sea, I just wanted to pass along this little early voting anecdote I thought you'd enjoy. Yesterday, my buddy and his wife went to their early voting location in New Jersey, Boonton, New Jersey, what a name, to cast their ballots for President Trump. Line was long and slow moving. There was a woman a few places ahead of them who was wearing a Trump t-shirt. The polling place authorities approached the woman and told her she couldn't wear the shirt and would have to take it off. So that's exactly what she did. She took off her shirt on the spot and then waited in that slow-moving line in her bra until she was able to cast her vote. Now that's a motivated voter. Please feel free to share this story with the troops. With kindest regards, he didn't say I could say his name, so I'm not going to, but he's an Army vet. So semper fi to you, my friend. And ladies, I'm not suggesting you remove your shirt, but might be a good idea to make sure you're wearing a bra, just in case. Hey, just what, Chris? I'm giving out helpful advice. Make sure you're wearing a bra, all right? Dear Wizard of Wisdom, one of my best ways to break into running for office is to start working at the polls, especially if you are the person who checks in voters. You can learn voters' names quickly after two or three elections. Then when you run for school board, you can stand outside the polling place talking to people, calling you by name. It's a slow but powerful strategy. I like it a lot. Good luck to all those anti-communist parents who run for school board. Yeah, this one, that's a really good plan. Two, remember, if you've been feeling called to get more involved, maybe you want to run. You're not sure if you want to run. Maybe you just want to help other people run. But you're hesitant. You're not sure if you're going to like it. Is it going to be too mean? I understand all those concerns. I get all that. But, you know, I have this thing about working out. I don't like working out. I do because I know I need to stay healthy and strong, but I don't enjoy it. I'm not one of these workout freaks. Like my oldest son, James, is a workout beast. He loves it. That's what he wants to do. I can't even relate to that way of thinking. So for me, working out, 90% of working out is getting my workout clothes on. I know that sounds stupid, but I'll use every excuse in the world to talk myself out of it. I don't have time. I'm a little bloated. I'm tired. But if I can just manage to put on my shorts, slip on this super manly knee sleeve, throw on a t-shirt, and get my athletic shoes on, once all that's on, you're working out. You're not going to ever, ever, ever go take all that stuff off. 90% of the battle for me, putting on the workout clothes. The exact same thing applies with political involvement. Just start to get involved. You don't have to even run for school board tomorrow. Maybe you're not sure, but why don't you go down to a campaign or maybe Republican headquarters, but I would suggest a campaign if you have one you like. Doesn't have to be a national one. Go down and volunteer for a day. You don't have to sign your life away, sign away every Saturday. Maybe a couple hours on a Saturday. When we used to phone bank when I was running for Congress, we would have all these phones set up and all these cubby holes and all these men and women are in there. They're making all these phone calls. People would show up for an hour. Hey, let me show up for an hour. People don't have unlimited time. I know you're busy. I'm freaking busy. Kids are in sports, jobs, all that stuff. An hour. You might just make friends. You might just enjoy it. I will tell you, you will get satisfaction from it. Because we can sit and we can really stress ourselves out. We can drain all of our emotional energy about what's going on in the country, the commies, and they're ruining everything. And ah, blah, 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 blah. The second you start doing something, anything, oh, but it's just small. No, it's not small. Do something, you will feel better. I almost guarantee it. If you start getting involved in any level, in any way, you will feel better than you did before. You feel helpless because you're useless. Stop being useless and start being helpful. You feel helpless because you're useless. So make yourself useful. What, Chris, was that mean? I didn't mean it that way. I was being encouraging. What do you mean it's mean? I was helping. Whatever. Anyway, let's dig into Harris's immigration plans real quick. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. The election is almost here. I am so excited about it. Harris stands firm on wildly unpopular immigration plan in a final pitch to voters. Yes, they're still pitching for mass amnesty. But remember, what's happening with immigration right now is a negotiation. We are in a negotiation and not a good faith negotiation. So here's how they've always gotten Republicans on this. This works especially well with low T losers like Senator Naked Kendall James Lankford of Oklahoma. Here's what they say. Mass amnesty for everyone. Open up the border. Everyone gets amnesty. The Republican position should be no amnesty for a single person and a wall that's so high you need a commercial airliner to get over it. That should be the Republican position. But because Republicans don't have any idea how to negotiate and they're a bunch of dorks, instead they'll say, okay, well, we'll give you, we'll have a little bit of border wall and then we'll give you a lot of amnesty. And then look, we compromised. Look at how well we compromised. And losers like James Lankford will try that in an election year and give Democrats a talking point to use, which they have used. Remember, it's a negotiation. So don't start ceding ground before you even sit at the negotiating table. Once again, I want to remind you. Well, let's just start with the criminals is ceding ground before you sit at the table. Don't do that. Oh, wise keeper of the ice machine. Gosh, I love my ice machine. Chris, no, don't shake your head. I finally decided to give it a little clean, which just means I poured a little vinegar in there. I may have poured a little bit too much vinegar in there because I think, oh yeah, it tasted real, real bad. I ended up having to run a couple gallons of water through that bad boy, a couple gallons of water through that thing before the ice finally got back to tasting like ice. But now, pure as the driven snow. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it. As a young adult, 22 years old, I've done my best to surround myself with like-minded conservative Christian people. This is even more important to me now as I've gotten married to a beautiful anti-communist dime and children are now on our radar. Gosh, that blesses me. 22 years old, found himself a dime, ready to make some babies. How about that? I understand at this age, voting for conservatives is still the uncool thing to do, and nobody wants to be uncool like Jewish producer Chris. I love this guy. I fear for my generation and the generation we will raise soon. How can we reach the young adults of this country and show them how truly evil the government and institutions have become? Also, please play the Frito Bandito for my mom, Heidi, who first encouraged me to listen to your show. How about that? His name is Ben. Absolutely, Heidi.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
You ask how to reach the young adults, but it's funny because you're already doing the most important thing. We haven't had this talk in a while, but find a woman. Ladies, if you are a woman, well, I guess that's redundant, isn't it? Find a woman, find a man, marry him, and make babies. It sounds ridiculous, but the nuclear family, a man marrying a woman and having babies, raising them with a purpose, it is the greatest enemy to communism. It's part of the reason American communists have embraced feminism to such a degree, because it pits men against women. It's part of the reason, it's a huge part of the reason why they've gone all in on the LGBTQ Air Force stuff, because that also breaks up the nuclear family. A nation of strong nuclear families is the ultimate fight back against communism. A nation of broken people, broken families, people floating in the wind, completely lost, is extremely susceptible to communism. Find someone if you can. I know it's tough out there. And look, getting married isn't everybody's lot in life. I totally get that. Some people are just going to be single for life. You know, that's they call those guys army guys. Anyway, but seriously, some people are going to be single. I get that. God has different plans for everybody. But on a macro level, find yourself someone to marry, marry them, and make babies with them. It's not just something I say on the radio. It is the building block. The nuclear family is the building block of every single strong, successful society, and ours is no different. This young man's 22 years old, already put a ring on her finger, and they're already getting ready to crank out some puppies. That's what I'm talking about. That is the ultimate in anti-communism, all right? Those kids might end up saving the world one day. All right, Lee Smith is going to join us in just a moment. Lee Smith wrote a book that I talked about earlier this week, Disappearing the President. Lee Smith believes there's going to be violence after this election if Trump wins. And he's not some crazy wingnut just saying things. Lee knows things. Let's talk to Lee about what he knows. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, You'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, an amazing Thursday. And I figured since I was talking about him the other night, his ears were probably burning, and I was citing his work in his new book, Disappearing the President, I might as well bring the man on the air to talk about it himself. Joining me now, my friend, writer, author of the book, Disappearing the President, Lee Smith. Lee, you dropped a jaw dropper on me. I realize that's redundant the other day when you were talking about what a post-election time in this country might look like should Trump win. Lee, please, the floor is yours.
Yes, it's perhaps not surprising, but nonetheless very alarming. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your great audience has heard everyone from Joe Biden to Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin threatening post-election violence. There are other scenarios, however, that Democratic operatives and former officials have been formulating now for about half a year. And curiously, some of them anticipate a Trump victory. And the plan then is to provoke such or predict or perhaps more accurately provoke such massive violence across American cities that then President Donald Trump will be compelled to invoke the Insurrection Act, at which point senior military officials will refuse to implement his orders. And the military will split, with other senior officers coming in to replace them and willing to obey the orders of the commander-in-chief. So that scenario is not only about blood on the streets of American cities, but it also, it also forecasts a split in the military. We should keep in mind that the people who are talking about these scenarios, it's not that they're forecasting. What this is, these are the same people who did the Transition Integrity Project in 2020. Now it's called the Democracy Futures Project, and what this really is, it's post-election contingency planning, and the media and Democratic Party operatives know what to look for. Basically, it's a roadmap to what's going to happen after the election. So, you know, we're all hoping and praying that this election is transparent and that it only goes to election night. It doesn't stretch out three, four weeks or months, but there are some unhappy plans in the wings. I should say, one of the things that I found out researching and interviewing for Disappearing the President is that delays in announcing election results are correlated not only with election fraud, but also with violence. So this has happened in places all across the world where there are delays in announcing election results, that violence ensues. So one of the questions that we have to ask is, by saying there are going to be delays in announcing the final election results, everyone from the decision desk at Fox News Channel to the secretaries of state of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and I believe Arizona as well, have already announced there's going to be election delays. So, you know, we have to ask, are they actually looking to stoke violence? And given that Kamala Harris has raised the stakes by likening her opponent, Donald Trump, to Adolf Hitler, it appears, a lot of these folks are interested in violence.
Speaking with Lee Smith, author of the book Disappearing the President, if you'd like to read about him laying out these different scenarios. Okay, Lee, so let's say, just for the sake of argument here, that it is decided on election night, because I do think there is a chance, at least, that the election is so in our favor that it is decided on election night. Mm-hmm. Does that in any way lessen what you think may come as a response from the other side, or does it just accelerate the timetable?
Yeah, I think it probably accelerates the timetable. I mean, we saw what Congressman Raskin said. he said that, yeah, well, when it comes time to confirm the Electoral College vote, and of course that's going to be in the hands of current Vice President Kamala Harris. When it comes time for that, we're not going to seat Donald Trump because he was part of an insurrection. So we're going to go to the Constitution. He's not going to get seated as president. And then, of course, and this is his words, we're all going to need extra security because it'll be civil war time. So, I mean, these people are bragging about the bloodshed that they appear to be urging on. So I don't think that, but I agree with you. I mean, I've seen different people on Twitter who's saying, look, the early voting numbers are so good for Donald Trump and for Republicans in general that we may be able to get out of a very tense situation where they're looking for ballots to make it up for Kamala Harris, and ballots it seems they won't be able to find, unfortunately. And look, Jesse, of course, I don't want violence. I want us to return to a normal country, right? I want our political system to be normal. I want the borders shut. And I don't want any violence at all, like we saw in the summer of 2020 and like we saw after the election of 2016. So I don't want it, but I think it's very important for us going forward to keep our eyes open and realize what senior Democrats have said about the upcoming election, that they see it as a platform for violence.
Lee, it seems sometimes like when we talk about this stuff, and it's heavy, obviously, it's heavy. No one loves to hear it. I'm glad we talk about it. It seems as if we're so far away from becoming that normal country or getting back to being that normal country. You are more so than me, more so than most people I know, a student of history. Is there any historical example of a country getting through stuff like this and getting back to normal? Because that's where I want to go.
Well, I think that one of the things we have to look at our own history, right? When we talked about during the freedom agenda in the Middle East, and people were saying, well, you know, it's a nice idea. Skeptics said, well, it's a nice idea trying to make Iraq and Afghanistan and other, you know, Middle East countries democracies. It would be great, I guess, but they have no history as democracies, as representative polities. This is very unlikely to happen, right? But what we have, we are the oldest democracy in the world, right? And we don't have to go around, you know, bragging on ourselves saying, yeah, we're the greatest nation. I mean, you and I believe we are, but all you have to do is look at our history and how much work it took to get to where we are. So these are our actual foundations, and they're actually going to have to do a lot of work, a lot more work, hacking away at those foundations. Look, we've seen awful, just terrible things happen the last 8 years, but we also need to keep in mind and remember exactly who we are, right? And we are, again, the oldest democracy in the history of the world with institutions. Again, these guys are trying to lay waste to institutions, but these institutions are real. And I think one of the ways through this, as I explained in Disappearing the President, let's stop talking about the deep state. Let's stop talking about fixing the bureaucracies. We don't have to worry about the bureaucrats because they're bureaucrats. We have to go after leadership, and we have to hold these people accountable on the other side. At the top of the list for me is Barack Obama. That's what we do. We go after leadership and our institutions. We'll work on our institutions. It'll be a lot easier to work on our institutions. What we get once we get this very dangerous leadership out of the way, once we hold them accountable.
Lee, just real quick, Barack Obama, why him? You mentioned him by name. You've talked about a lot of heavy things. Why Barack Obama?
Well, because it's kind of astonishing, Jesse, even for me. I mean, you know, I've believed that Obama has been at the center of a lot of stuff, and I've started even before 2016. But going back and doing the research for Disappearing the President, he is the origin of every campaign that's targeted Trump aides and Trump supporters since 2016. If we're looking at the surveillance campaign, if we're looking at censorship, if we're looking at election interference, if we're looking at the COVID lockdowns, I mean, if we're looking at political violence, it's just astonishing that Barack Obama is at the starting point of all of these campaigns. When we talk about the political violence, it's important to remember, you know, the press bears a lot of responsibility for this. But the really big thing that happened was when Barack Obama had John Brennan, his CIA director, in 2016, issue an intelligence community assessment finding that Trump had been helped to the White House by Vladimir Putin. That right there split the country. That set us on course for very, very dangerous things. And we're seeing exactly those things play out right now. That's Barack Obama who initiated that.
He is Lee Smith, and the book is Disappearing the President. I don't even think I have to encourage you to go pick it up. I'm sure you're already hammering the internet right now to pick it up, but go buy it. Lee, you are the man. Come back soon. I appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you, Jess. I appreciate you.
Dude is the man. He's the man, and he knows a lot about a lot. It's worth a read. All right, before we get to the final segment, headlines I didn't get to and other things, let's get to this. Let's get to helping out the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, this organization, they haven't been back here at cocktail parties. They've been on the ground in Israel as the rockets are raining down, saving lives, building bomb shelters, building bridges between Christians and Jews, handing out emergency food, flak jackets, firefighting equipment, being the hands and feet on the ground in danger, and they need help to do what they do. Can you help them? Will you help them? Go to supportifcj.org to learn more. Supportifcj.org, or you can call them 888-488-IFCJ. They can't do it without you. Go support them. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. But we are going to be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And it's going to be sweet. I'm so excited. Get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. All 3 hours, we'll be answering those questions. 877-377-4373 is the voicemail. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email. I am anxious to see. Chris, what if crazy guy comes in for part three?
They're using mosaic warfare. Yeah, DARPA. You know, your big shot buddies at DARPA? They think they're going to match mother...
Chris, who's DARPA? Did you know? Do you say DARPA? I think he says DARPA with an S. Does he say DARPA with a P? I don't know who any of these people are, but if we're friends, I want to know.
They're using mosaic warfare. Yeah, DARPA. You know, your big shot buddy.
You're right. It's definitely DARPA with a P. P is in Paul, Chris. P is in Paul.
They're using mosaic warfare. Yeah, DARPA. You know, your big shot buddies at DARPA, they think they're going to match Mother Nature. Yeah, 1,000-foot tidal wave, solar flares, 110-pound hailstones, 600-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, that's all coming to a town near you, big shot. Now what? I control the weather. I'm the one that steered Milton to the south so it didn't kill millions. Yeah, Milton was a man-made hurricane. Yeah, by DARPA. How'd it work out for them? Because nobody really died from Milton, but I battled the eye wall in the sea surge. Yeah, now what, big shot? You got supernatural power like that? Are you still playing with your d*** and your little pea shooter? Because you're all about to die. Yeah, you're all about to die, and I came to warn you. Because you know what? Yahweh does nothing before he warns his people.
He's going to lose his voice soon. I can recognize that. I can recognize that from a million miles away because it's happened to me before on the radio. Because I do 3 hours of radio and an hour of TV every night on the first TV. Sometimes if I get mad, which is rare, I don't like to scream and yell. I've told you I don't like to stress you out. I don't like to stress myself out. But if I get really, really mad and I find myself yelling, by the end of the 3 hours, my voice, I can feel it going. I can feel it going. And if that gentleman does not find a way to calm himself down, he's going to be in trouble. That's one. Two, 1,000-foot tidal wave. Yeah, it would be scary. That'd be kind of sick. Could you imagine what a thousand, what, Chris, if you're going to die anyway, that's not that bad of a way to go. No, you're not going to drown with a 1,000-foot tidal wave. It's not going to be that bad. You're going to be squashed like a grape. You're not going to drown. That much water, do you have any idea how much weight that water is? I want you to think about every single woman who sits on The View. Add all that up. It's that much weight. You would just die immediately. You'd be smashed. It would wipe out everything. And people die a lot of different ways. Tell me that's not a cool way to go. That's a very cool way to go. 1,000-foot seawall. It'd be, oh gosh, it would be epic. Brandon Johnson is the most unpopular mayor in Chicago's history. Oh, man, that is too bad. Hang on, let me look through the election results here. Let me see who put that guy into office. Oh, what? Look at that. It's Chicago. Chicago got rid of their last mayor, and Chicago chose Brandon Johnson. Huh. If only we could figure out who to blame for the fact that now you have some street communist running one of the great American cities. Have you purchased your male vitality stack from Chalk yet? Or chocolate powder? Do you want to have an energy packed day instead of I'm tired all day long? Start your day with chocolate powder. And right now it's Choctober. Choctober means huge discounts on subscriptions, but you have to use the promo code Jesse. And it's not just the website. You can call them or text them if you have questions. What does this do? What does that do? They're right there for you. 50CHOQ3000. All right. 50CHOQ3000. Have more energy. Have a better day, a better mood. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Subway accused of shorting customers on the meat in sandwiches. No, a reputable company like Subway? Get out of here. Brandon Johnson, I already read that one. Uncovered pics show Kamala Harris posed with anti-Christian hate group. Oh, when I read the first line of that, I thought it was going someplace else. Drag out the vote. University of Wisconsin Parkside students advocate voting with a drag show. Here's your reminder that we really need to defund almost all of America's university system. Joe Biden was biting babies left and right at the White House trick-or-treat event. There's actual video and pictures of this. He's just not a guy who has ever conducted himself well in the presence of children. There's a lot of grabbing, a lot of nuzzling, a lot of biting. I just don't understand why people continue to present their babies to Joe Biden. Don't do that anymore. Hundreds of drone incursions reported at military installations over the past few years, according to NORTHCOM. Oh, good. At least we don't assume the Chinese have gathered every bit of information they need on our military installations in this country. Haiti sees a rise in killings and police executions with children targeted, the UN says. Well, we definitely need thousands more of them here. More than 200 unqualified Texas teachers got their jobs through a massive cheating scandal. Boy, I am stunned that there's corruption and cheating in a profession that is occupied and run mostly by communists. Kamala Harris campaign in meltdown mode for this voter group. Of course, it's men. Men hate Kamala Harris. Gee, I can't imagine why.
Look, everybody has a right to be heard, but right now I am speaking.
That always lands really, really well with men. Poll out of Texas shows Harris rally sure didn't work for Colin Allred. Yeah, when you're a Democrat running in Texas, it's really not smart to do campaign events with Kamala Harris. I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.